you served in the Air Force until 55.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And out of the Air Force, then you took various jobs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then eventually went to work for WKY.
Right. In college, I also sold clothing at Sturm's Clothing Store. And then in the summertime, I'd sell them at Parks Clothing Store.
All downtown?
No. Parks was on 23rd Street. Sturm's was downtown. It was an old-time, wonderful clothing store that was well-known by most in the early days. Then when I got out of the service, I went to work at Sturm's and Parks on 23rd Street. A sales manager came in from WKY, and we talked, and he went back to talk to the manager, who was another fraternity brother of mine that wouldn't hire me because it looked like it was too close for him to do so. But when the sales manager said he wanted to hire me, it was okay with him. So I had my start there then with WKY radio and then later television for a long, long time.
Danny Williams was a broadcaster at the time?
Yeah, he was doing a lot of TV shows. He was a super talent, a very bright, smart individual. He did Danny's Day later, but earlier he interviewed elderly citizens. Also, they had Bazark and all that thing, and Foreman Scotty Show. I got him to come back on radio. We put together quite a group of disc jockeys that were great, and we became number one after being with NBC so long. KOCY had started with rock and took over the number one spot. Because of our coverage, also, we switched to rock and roll and dropped One Man's Family and all those old shows and became number one. We had good competition, except I must say that we didn't have as many stations as you have now in the markets, particularly in Oklahoma City. We only had 4 full-time and 3 daytimers. So to be number one was good, but it wasn't being number one like you would be today because of so many stations competing with you.
That station, WKY, then was 50,000 watts?
No, it was 5,000.
5,000.
KOMA was 50,000.
Okay.
So our directional signal was good, but not as superior as KOMA, which went all the way into New Mexico and beyond, much further. Statewide was outstanding. When we go to sell time on the station, our coverage statewide was the most important because that's what they were looking at. So I remember going to New York and I opened up one time with a presentation saying, we've lost half of our audience. And they said, what in the world are you talking about? Well, we said when we were the oldest station west of the Mississippi, we had 100%. We only have 50% now, tongue-in-cheek, you know. Competition became stiffer. But Danny Williams started out. He was great and hired a great bunch of disc jockeys. But we had great news and weather that was important, as well as promotion and prizes that sustained us well.
You were manager at the time?
Well, I started out as a salesman, became sales manager, then became manager.
Yeah.
And then I went into television, became assistant general manager, then president manager of TV.
Some of the disc jockeys back there with Danny, do you remember some of those names?
Sure. Chuck Boyles was a great one. He's since passed. Chuck Dunaway, who later bought many stations around the country, was quite good. Ronnie Kay, who's still on the air and doing hops, was a fabulous, talented guy. Dale Weba, Jim Belt.
Did
Johnny Dark started it all night. He was terrific. He was a good disc jockey. Our fisherman, Don Wallace, who also had a TV show, Don Wallace Fishing Show. He was one of the great jocks for us.
And all this time you kept active also with OU.
Yes, I've remained active with them in various areas of support in any way I could be of support.
One day you were at an OU basketball game and you saw somebody there that you took a liking to.
Yeah. I was down in Norman after the service and went to a basketball game with a friend. I was down there serving the fraternity a little bit that I've mentioned, and I looked over and it wasn't the sweater that got me, it was the face, I can assure you, but she was in a black sweater is all of it. And I was asking around who it was, found out who it was, and it turned out to be Deanne Dudenhafer from Granfield, Oklahoma. And I got to meet her and started dating her. I always joked that she wanted to change her name from Dudenhafer to Smith, but anyway, I was lucky to talk her into marrying me. We've been married 49 years. It'll be 50 in February of 2010. We have 3 daughters. DeLee came first, and Jennifer, who's married to Fritz Kirsch, and Wendy. Proud of all of them. Love them all.
And they're working with you?
2 of them are. The other one works for Fred Hall here in town, descended to Fred Jones, who was a car dealer and a famous one.